America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is Marshall Fine, film critic and also the resident critic at the Pelham Arts Center in Pelham, New York. Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm terrific. So let's talk about American Sniper. There's all kinds of drama about critiques from Michael Moore and others. I know your take on American Sniper is that you didn't think much of it as a movie, but what about the controversy? What do you think of that?
There seems to be a couple of different parts to it. On the one hand, you've got people on the left who think that this is a pro-war movie that celebrates, you know, a guy who was basically a psychotic killer, because Chris Kyle, the actual fellow who wrote the book that the movie is based on, was a sniper in Iraq and wrote a book about the fact that, you know, he loved killing and that, you know, these people were savages. That's not what comes through in the movie, and so there's certainly a certain amount of talk about the fact that it seems to be a whitewash of who Chris Kyle really was, that he was not a hero. On the other hand, you've got the right embracing this as a patriotic justification for the war in Iraq. This somehow makes it better that this war didn't turn out the way it was supposed to. That here's a movie where about a hero. And I feel like both of those sort of miss the point that ultimately movies like this, or like Selma, or like Wild, or The Imitation Game, or The Theory of Everything, these are all movies based on true stories, but they're not documentaries. They're dramas. Real life doesn't unfold in three acts the way that most movies do. And so they're going to reshape it to fit their vision of the movie. So I think that this is one of those movies that's almost like a Rorschach test for people's political beliefs, that depending on how you believe, you'll see this movie in a different way. I don't think it's a great movie, but it's certainly an interesting one in that respect.
All right, so the controversy is not going to die down, I don't suppose, as we get closer to the Oscars.
No, and, you know, and certainly there was controversy about Selma and the way that it depicts Lyndon Johnson and his relationship with Martin Luther King and the Voting Rights Act. And some observers believe that the controversy hurt that film in terms of its Oscar nominations. Now, American Sniper was released at the very end of the year, came away with six Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actor. So will this controversy hurt its chances? I don't know. I mean, there are several really good movies up for Best Picture this year, any one of which, you know, would be a reasonable choice. So it almost feels like this is something that happens every year, that as soon as the contenders make themselves known, people start doing sort of what they call in politics opposition research, looking for the thing that's going to cause the controversy, that's going to dim the star for the opponents. And I think that that's a lot of what's behind what's going on with Selma, and probably to a certain extent with American Sniper. You know, certainly you aren't going to find like Harvey Weinstein's fingerprints on this, or your other studios, in terms of who's bringing this stuff to the attention of reporters. But I think a lot of it is a tempest in a teapot, and it's more about Oscar politics than red state, blue state politics.
So aside from the political views, you wouldn't have voted for American Sniper for the best movie anyway.
It would not have been in my top. It wasn't in my top 10. It's not even in my top 50 for the year, I don't think.
All right, let's talk about a movie that definitely won't be in your top 50 any year. You really didn't like The Boy Next Door, the new Jennifer Lopez movie, huh?
Boy, this is really a stinker. And you see the commercials, and if you watch a commercial on TV or you see a trailer in the movie house, this is, you know, you see the whole movie, and you've seen this movie 100 times before. It's a formula that they haven't figured out a new way to do. And meanwhile, I think it's sort of degrading to women that here is this woman who's basically reduced to a sex object and then has to fight for her life. They make her smart. I mean, she plays a high school English teacher, Jennifer Lopez. You know she's smart because she was wearing glasses, and she's teaching Homer, the Iliad. She meets she's going through a divorce, or she's separated from her husband because he cheated on her. Her teenage son divides his time between the two of them, and a new kid moves in next door. He's just out of high school, or should be, but he's not quite done yet, so he's going to go back to school. Anyways, he's moved in next door because his elderly uncle is about to have surgery, and he's moved in to take care of him after the surgery. And she's lonely, and he's good looking, and he's got the hots for her, and one thing leads to another, and they end up spending a night that she immediately regrets, but he turns into a psychotic stalker, and the movie goes, you know, has already gone off the rails, but it goes even farther off the rails and just gets sillier.
And you're off to the film festival. Where is it?
This is the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. It's sort of always the one that kind of kicks off the year, and it's really the one where all of the sort of the big independent films for the year make themselves known. Films like Whiplash and Boyhood both made their debut at Sundance last year. So everybody's always, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves and watching the reactions there to see what's going to be the big movies for this year.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking about what you find when you get to Sundance. Marshall, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon, Mike.
With our resident film critic, Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you reach your full potential without selling your soul? Do these four things daily.
First, always value your values. Align your actions with your core values, and you'll always respect the person you see in the mirror.
Second, get over today, tomorrow. If today was great, revel in it. If not, recover from it. But when you wake up in the morning, wipe the slate clean.
Third, all you can do is all you can do. If you gave your all, take comfort, even if you fell short of your mark. But don't lie to yourself. Make sure you really did give your all.
Fourth, take it to the limit. When you push yourself past what you know, you grow. With growth comes fulfillment. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way that'll teach your child the meaning of time? Common problem, hear it all the time. Many parents know that when you give little Johnny 5 minutes, he seems to take 15. Apparently, he does not know how to tell time. So, should you give him a digital watch or one with hands? Here's the science of it. A digital watch, one that just flashes the time out there, is a no-brainer. Any kid can tell time with it. But a watch with a big hand and a little hand teaches the concept of time, including amount, meaning, and quality of time. As the child watches the big hand move, they spatially and intuitively learn how much time is eaten up in 5 minutes. What's the cheap psych trick? Children must be taught exactly how much time is, and a watch with hands does just that. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.